Health Service indicates that the rate of reported cholera cases is declining in the metropolis. Out of 2,386 cases reported at the end of August, the number is now down to 1,425 as of last week. The Deputy Director of Public Health, Greater Accra Region, Dr. John Besson Eliza, said even though the rate of cholera infection is on the decline, key stakeholders must work together to effectively eradicate the disease in Ghana. He also urged the public to report early to the hospital whenever symptoms of cholera occur to prevent needless death. A report by Nanama Omari.
Cholera, an acute intestinal infection caused by contaminated food and water, kills within hours if left untreated. Untreated water, food vendors and floods which contaminate domestic water sources are a major factor for the spread of cholera. Up to 80% of cases are successfully treated with oral rehydration salt if reported at an early stage. It is also important that citizens practice personal hygiene and stop the indiscriminate disposal of waste. According to the Deputy Director, Public Health, Greater Accra, Dr. John Betson Eliza, the provision of safe water and sanitation is critical in reducing the impact of cholera.
We don't want anybody to actually get cholera in 21st century. Once it's already happening, let's take measures to control it. We have told the public that because we have cholera outbreak everywhere now, make sure the water you are drinking, you know the source. Hand washing should be like prayers. Once you get the disease, run as fast as possible to the nearest hospital for treatment because cholera is treatable. If you are almost gone, almost dead, no fluid in you before you arrive, there's very little the doctors can do. Reporting early will save a lot of lives. The people providing water and managing our waste also have a key role to play.
The disease control officer, Ghana Health Service, Greater Accra, Atu Eshon, gives an overview of the cholera situation in the region.
From our sciences, we detected that when you take 1,000 people, 3 people will get cholera. From the beginning of the year to June, we had only 28 cases and there wasn't any death. We've seen that we alone cannot handle. We need a multidisciplinary approach to fight against this. Water sector will have to come in. Local government will have to come in.
He emphasized that all health facilities are fully equipped to continue treating cholera cases.
Nanama Omari reporting.